Blog Talk Radio.
entire family, God. I'm asking you to cover this ministry. Smile 3E, iron sharpening iron. God, we're just asking you to do what you do. Cover every man and woman of God that's attached to this ministry, God. For we know that you are God and you are God alone. And without you, there's nothing we cannot do. Without you, with you, God, all things are possible. Hey, Black, thanks for tuning in. For God, we just know that you are just that, God. And you don't need no help. Amen. Amen. So let's get into the program. The program is, can God trust you? That's the second part of my two-part question. The first part is, can God trust you? Can you trust God? Or do you trust God? However you want to look at it. Because if you say, can I trust God? Yes, you can. God has proven to you every morning that you can trust him because he woke you up. Mm-hmm. The problem is, once you wake up, do you trust God? So I'm going to start off with saying, you want me to tell you how you know that God deals with trust? In the beginning of the word, which is Genesis, we found out that God trusts Adam. Let me pick my notes up. God trusts Adam to name all the living things on this earth. He trusts Adam that when he put him in the Garden of Eden, that he would keep the garden, and that when he gave him the gift of woman, that he would teach the woman all of his ways that God had shared with Adam of what to do and what not to do. God trusts Adam just that much. He allowed him to be trust on earth, the first one to walk in trust. You could say the king, the God on earth, but not God, but the God on earth. God trusted Adam that much. But Adam let sin get in because instead of him trusting God back, he did not say, if God gave me one woman, he could have gave me another. But he let the enemy of our soul that tricked the woman, tricked him, and then he tried to pass the blame on and say, but this woman you gave me, that's another story. God also trusted Noah. God got upset with all the sin that was going on in the land. God trusted Noah to not only build the ark, but to build the ark to the way he told him, to the way he said to build it, the way he said to cut it, the type of wood he said to use, the measurements, the type of stuff he told him to seal the ship with, the ark with, brother. He told him how to do it. He told him what kind of animals to bring on. He wanted some without blemish, without spots. He wanted perfectness on the ark, and he trusts Noah to do that. Hey, buddy, thanks for tuning in. God trusts Moses. He trusts Moses to not only lead his people to freedom, but he taught them how, when they came out of bondage, how they were not come out poor. They lived in bondage poor, but he taught them to trust in God, and when they came out, they would come out with riches. But we know that he told Moses he was taking them to the promised land, but we know that Moses wasn't able to walk into the promised land because he disobeyed God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know he did that when God told him to speak to the mountain, to the rock, but he hid it instead. God also trusts Joshua, that he had Moses to lay his hands on Joshua, to impart knowledge to Joshua, and he allowed Joshua to take the people into the promised land, and he acknowledged Joshua to be the leader over the people. That's how much God trusts Joshua. Hey, Minister Bargo, thank you for joining in. God also trusts Ruth. Y'all know I wasn't going to leave us with it. I know I wouldn't. God trusts Ruth that when the other two daughter-in-laws of Ruth, after she lost her three sons, they went back. He trusts Ruth to stay there and carry on her name because she was able to be married to Boaz, which caused her to be blessed. We know God trusts Esther. He trusts Esther that she not only found favor in the king's eye, that she will walk in favor and in faith after fasting and praying, that she will go before the king and do what she needed to do to save his people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's trust. We know that God trusts Samuel. Not only was Samuel a prophet and a judge, but Samuel also ministered to the people. And he also was able to seek out the king, which was David. God chose David. And God trusts Samuel like that. We know God trusts Job because Job was faithful. Job loved God with his whole heart, even with the loss. Hey, Paula, thank you for joining in. Even with all of his loss, Job still trusted God. Job didn't let go. No matter what they said or did, Job would not turn his back on God. He said to his wife, in other words, "You silly woman, why would you come to me like that? You know how we say it these days. Why would you push up on me like that? I ain't going to talk about my God like that. I ain't going to doubt. I ain't going to turn back." God trusted Job like that because he told Satan, "Go ahead. You can do it. But you better not take his life." God allowed Satan to attack Job in his family because God knew that Job would not curse him. Job cursed the day he died, but Job did not curse God. But God trusted Job because he knew that even when he gave the enemy permission, he would not doubt him. That's right. Job trusts God so much that when, could you imagine, now we can't even take a hangnail. Could you imagine going through what Job went through and he still said, "I love God, yet he slay me. Will I still trust him?" Ooh, see, I'm going to get excited tonight. God trusts David, the one that he chose to be king. And with David being chose to be king from a little boy, when he sent Samuel to find him at his father's Jesse house after he blessed all his brothers, he said, no, this ain't him. Mm-mm. This ain't sitting right in me. God is still telling me this ain't it, this ain't it. You looking at his statue, you looking at how big he is, built he is. He got that six-pack, he got the muscles. Yeah, he's strong, but this ain't him. So he took him out in the fields and where the sheep was keeping the sheep, and he went out there. And he said, God said, that was him. And David was blessed by Samuel then because Samuel did what God told him to do. See, God knew he could trust David, even though we're going to talk about that a little further on in a little while because David was not just a murderer, he was a liar, but we'll talk about that a little later. God trusts Mary. Not only did he trust Mary, he trusts Mary because Mary had found favor in his sight and that Mary gave birth to Jesus. And when the angel told her that she was going to give birth to God's son, she did not go out and walk around like she was all this and that. Knowing that she was favored by God, she could have went about it another way, but because of that day and time, she knew that people was going to look at her a certain way, but he trusted Mary so much, he had Joseph to still marry her instead of shaming her after he visited him in dreams and told him, "Don't put her away." Now, that's him trusting the woman of God to have his seed, which was Jesus, but the man of God to keep his word that he was not going to shame her, okay? God didn't only trust Daniel, but he trusts Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that no matter how hard it got, how hot they made the furnace, how hot the flame was, that they wouldn't follow the ways of the land, of the people, that they would never bow down and make God second, embarrass God, shame God, or put their religion to shame. That's why I tell you all the time, don't bring no other doctrine to me. God trusted them so much that even in the face of death, with all of the people around looking, watching, whispering, pointing, saying, yeah, even after they had been set up, God knew that they wouldn't turn their back. And because of those that tried to put their hand on you, my sister put something today on Facebook about people being salty, rude, and disrespectful. See, when somebody is salty, rude, and disrespectful to God's chosen vessel, what they do? The king said, throw him in with the lions in the den where he had set Daniel. And the lion's mouth was closed, and they wouldn't eat Daniel. But before the men, their children, their wives can hit the bottom of the pit, the lions had devoured them. See, that's when God could trust you. So we're going somewhere. Now, Mary Magdalene, y'all know I'm going to say it. Mary Magdalene was a hoe. Yeah. Some of us can identify. If you can't raise your hand all the way up, just put up one finger and say, uh-oh. I hope that ain't you now, but I know some of us, it was us. He trusts her, even in her latter days, to be a witness. That she would run around and say, let me tell you about a man. Somebody that told me about myself. No, he didn't use no cards. He didn't use no balls. He didn't use no bones. He didn't point up in the sky and say, let me see what this star is at, that moon. He didn't do none of that. He told her about herself. And he trusted her enough to be a witness to the people. So I want to ask you, can God trust you? I'm going to pause right there for that second. Can God trust you? Now, I'm going to check to see if possibly Lexa Sayakaiser is on the phone with me with Blog Talk and see if she could help me out with telling us about some things and some people that God trusts, okay? Even though God trusts. Apostle, are you on the line?
Yes, I am on the line, Minister Sylvia.
Could you share with us some people that God had trusted?
Yes, I am on the line, Minister Sylvia.
Could you share with us some people that God has trusted?
Wow, there's so many. I mean, he trusted Esther. He trusted King David. He trusted Abraham. He trusted, let me think. I mean, it's so many. I can just go on. He trusted the disciples that worked with him. I mean, he even trusted the one that was sent to betray him. I mean, you got to be some kind of man or God or just all that God is in order to walk with and eat with and hang out with the very person that you know is sent to destroy you. Because we have people that they have assignments, and their assignment is to buffet us. Their assignment is to do all manner of evil to us, to make us better at being leaders, to make us better at being ministers of the gospel. And a lot of times we'd be like, God, do this to that person, do that to that person. And the reality of it is they're doing their job. They're making us better at what we do for God. So whether you look at David, who he trusted, who was a murderer, an adulterer, we could just go on and on with all of the things that David did, King David, but God trusted him. Peter was a liar. He couldn't even trust him, but he trusted him because people today would not have trusted him. Remember when you and I talked about how the woman caught in the very act, as the word says, in adultery? When he told her to go and sin no more, he trusted her. He knew that she could go and sin no more. But like I always say, and I say it in a joking manner, but it's the truth, for some of us today, if they would have had us in that circle and said he would, without sin, throw the first stone, they would have threw that stone, and then they would have said, God, know my heart.
They sure would. But don't his words say that no good thing dwell in the heart of man?
God would have said, yep, and it's wicked. And you knew not to throw that stone because you know you have so much sin. So not only did you not need to throw the stone, you needed to throw it at yourself. But that's a whole nother message too, ain't it?
Yes.
But, you know, we were talking earlier, too, about people that God put in leadership And it wasn't necessarily because he trusted them, but it's because God loves us so much until he'll put people in charge or allow people to be put in an office just because he loves us. He repented for putting Saul in office, but he put him there because that's what man wanted. And then he used it to teach man a lesson. But you can look in Genesis 6 and see, well, God even repented for making man. So as we talk about who all he trusted, sometimes we make God say, "Woo, Lord, help myself." Because these people that I created, as Adam said, this woman you gave me, seriously? you were trusted by God to name this and name that. My God, and you said this woman you gave me, she was just bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh. So
that's
we can go on and on, but I'm a hush right now. So you can go ahead on, Minister Sylvia.
Well, you know, I love what Psalms 28:7 says. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart is exalted, and with my song I give them thanks to him. You know, a lot of times we have to sit back and say, God, why do you trust me? Minister Margot has wrote on the screen on Facebook, she said, God is trusting us to complete our assignment. And with that being said, I'm thinking about when our very great and late Apostle Sandra Thomas was doing our Wednesday night services. And I remember when she had got sick, and she said to me, she said, Renee, well, she calls me Ren. She said, Ren, I won't be able to do Wednesday night services anymore. And I prayed and I asked God, and God told me to give it to you. And when she said that, I began to get scared. I began to get nervous. I began to question her and try to pass it on. Because one thing I want you all to understand is I wasn't all the way sold out. I wasn't all the way trying to give God control over my life. I wasn't always at that time trusting God completely. Because, see, at that time I thought I had to still help God sometime because I thought he was kind of a little too busy or I was asking too much. But when she told me that she prayed and asked God and God told her to give it to me, I began to weep because I said, for this woman of God to pass this on to me. See, a lot of you all don't understand what I'm talking about when I'm talking about Apostle Elect, Cecilia Kaiser. Y'all don't understand what I'm talking about when I talk about Apostle Sandra Thomas. It's like we read in the Bible about Elijah and Elijah. He was said one saying he wanted his mantle. That was a mantle that was passed to me from this great woman of God that played a very great role in my life. She played a very important role in my life. She was my spiritual leader. And for her to pass that on to me, that meant so much to me. But at the same time, for her to tell me, and I know she had to pray and hear that from God, that even right there, Apostle Elect just talked about that even when you're not doing right, God still trusts you. Because, you know, we have an old saying that said, when I see you in the future and you look much better than you do right now, that when she gave it to me, God had to tell her, I see Ren in the future and she looks much better than she do right now. You couldn't have saw the me now then. Oh, baby. Because I had some words would come out of my mouth. How old folks say, I need to wash your mouth out with soap. But when she gave it to me, I was not just so much too scared to say no. I was like, God, you trust me like that. Even in this place, I do these do's and I do these don'ts. I do these would's and I do these won'ts. I do this, I should've, and I could've, and I would've. That's where I was at. I began to weep and say, God, I thank you. And when I accepted it, received it, I said, God, change me. Not just on the outside, but change me on the inside. Change the way I think. Change the way I speak. Change my desires. I began to ask her, and I began to ask Apostle Elect for guidance, for leadership, for education, basically, to help me with what God had given me, to teach me how to be faithful to it, and not only to be faithful to it, because not only did I want to trust God, but I learned right then and there, for this assignment to be given to me, God had to trust me. Oh, Lord. Well, Minister Margo said God allows his prophets to see beyond the present. And see, that's what I couldn't see. I couldn't see the next day, let alone now. And when the woman of God said, well, I'm telling you what God told me. Now, God told me to give it to you. Now, you can trust God and do what he told you to do, or you can give it to somebody else. And I remember being taught all my life, and then I hear my sister, Apostle Elect, said that God is going to, he's going to get a job done. Now, if he give it to you, you can deal with it, or he's going to get it done by somebody. And one thing I did not want to do was miss what God had attached to this. I believe because I said yes. Y'all ain't understanding me. When I had that stroke, the devil tried to kill me. But I believe because I said yes, God said not so. When things started happening with my health, I believe what the devil meant for evil, God changed it for his good. So I learned through the situations to trust God because God was trusting me. He was trusting me to be on this Facebook Live and on Blog Talk and talk with you all and let you see me in situations like this where I have to cry just to give God the praise, where I have to get in my word more than I ever did, when I have to ask questions, when I have to be hungry for him. I had to learn how to say, I'm going to trust you, God. That this was not no happenstance. This was not no mistake. When other people said, what? Renee doing this? Or Sylvia doing that? Who is she? I'm who God called me to be. I'm who God said I am. I'm who God has chosen me to be. Regardless if you receive it, believe it, accept it, it don't matter. Because as long as God said I am who I am, that's all that matters to me. I'm trusting God. Because I found out God trusts me. Oh, I don't know if any of you all could say God trusts you. I don't know if any of you all could say you trust God. But I trust God. I trust God. I trust God. I'm going to read this to you. In Proverbs 29 and the 25th verse says, the fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe. I just told you, I'm safe. Because I trust in the Lord. I'm not worried about the snares and all of that that you all try to put out, you know, for me. I'm not worried about the snakes that's out here slithering around, trying to report me, tell on me, see what I'm doing, watching me. Go ahead. Because one thing I do know, the hole you dig for me, you better dig for two. Because the one you make it for me, God makes more room for you. That's all I have to say with that, because I trust God that God has me. Like Minister Margo just said, God is a Savior, and he knows our path. You cannot not trust God and not get what God has for you, because David, no matter what he said, God, whatever you do, don't take your joy from me. God, whatever you, and he was saying to God, do not turn your back on me, God. Don't let me go. Yes, he was wrong for sending, Bathsheba's husband to the front line because his lust took over him. You can find yourself in a place that you shouldn't been, should have never been, and should have never got caught in again. But you can go to God beforehand doing it, and afterwards just say, God, I'm here. God, you can still trust me, but God, I'm asking you, teach me how to get in the place that I call on you before I need you. Teach me how to get in a place that I call on you just because I can call on you. Teach me how to praise you when I want to and when I don't. Teach me, God, how to stay in your presence, because one thing we have to know, that we can't just say this or say that. We have to stay before God and let God know, God, I'm trusting you with every decision. I'm trusting you with everything that I'm doing. I found out since I decided to trust God and walk into this life of ministering and talking about what God has done for me. Praise God, don't let me. That's right, don't let me go. God, don't let me go. That's what David said, don't let me go. Since I walked into this life that God has appointed to me, I shared with somebody, not somebody, I shared with you all some months ago, that I had a vision as a young girl, young lady, that God told me that he was going to use me in my latter years, where I would have the salt and pepper hair. Y'all see it. And God didn't promise me nothing like this when I was younger, as a young person. He was preparing me for this time, because, see, a lot of us don't want to relive or repeat or tell nobody what I used to be, where I used to go. See, they don't want nobody to know that. And I'm saying that to say this, because God has done so much for me that he had, when he gave me the vision with the salt and pepper hair, even though I didn't realize it then, I did when I got older, that he was letting me know I was going to live to get salt and pepper hair and not because I dyed it. When God was showing me those things in life, he was letting me know that even right here, right now, I can trust him. See, a lot of us, like I said earlier, we don't want to tell nobody where we come from, where we've been, what we've done. Because, see, we don't want to let people know that God, he don't just save wine heads and dope fiends. He save hoes. He save thieves. He save murderers. He save liars. He save whatever you are. I remember one time I was asked in church to be a MC. And I said, okay, you know, they said, we want to, because my family know I make people laugh, I do jokes and stuff. So they came back and said, well, we want to know what you're going to say, what you're going to say. Give us a little preview. But God had already prepared me, and he said, do what I told you to do. So I told him, I said, I was going to stand up and say to the people, how many of us know, you know how we have a little poem that say, praise the Lord, I want to thank God today for being saved and sanctified and speaking in tongues with the utterance of the Holy Ghost. And we have a little poem people say we say. But God told me to break that back. He said, break the back of that thing. I want you to know, it was some people going to be in that conference that needed to know that God save hoes. I'm a refurbish. You know they say refurbish. You refix it. I'm a refurbished hoe. I'm this, I'm that. And they say, oh, no, we can't do that. We can't say that. You can't do that. I say, why not? It's the truth. The word said I was born in sin and iniquity. That's what I was taught. So I was letting them know what God had brought me from. See, a lot of y'all don't want to say, y'all want to act like y'all been proper all your life. No. A lot of us been some hoes out here. The word of God said that his people whored after other gods. Let's go there. Let's keep it real. Now, when they told me I couldn't do it, they decided to get someone else. Let me tell you how I know God is God. When they got someone else to do it, guess what the lady did when she walked up front? She said, I got to do what God told me to do. She said, am I free to do what God told me to do? They say, yes, you are. She said, how many of y'all know God saved me, an old hoe? Mm-hmm. She said, how many of y'all know God saved me, an old dope fiend? She said, these hands ain't that big because of I was busting bricks or something like that. She just broke it down to what God had brought her from. And because she was real about what she was doing, I could not tell you how many people came to that altar that night and gave their life over to God. Because, see, the devil had tricked them into thinking they was the only one. They didn't know that they could trust God, that it wasn't just something in the Bible that told us about Rahab, the whore, Gomer and his wife. It wasn't just about Mary Magdalene. It wasn't just stories that people really lived this life and God had forgave them, put their sins in the seal, forgetfulness, never they remember no more. Nobody told them that, or they thought the stories for other people, not for them. As Minister Margot said, we are overcome by the words of our testimony. Yes, we are. See, we taught as little kids, they say male childs go and sow their oats. But we're not taught that some girl childs go out there and throw their oats. Grits, rice, whatever you want to call it. We ain't taught that. And then when we do come into ourselves and we get proper and we learn how to cover up our cleavage somewhat or a lot, we don't want nobody to know that we used to be. Y'all, I want y'all to know I used to be some things out here, but I thank God. I thank God for trusting me enough to say, come out of there. You ain't got to live there no more. I got something better for you. You know, it's an old commercial used to be on where Eagle Man say, I'm Eagle Man, I got something better for you. God said, I'm God. I am who I am. I got something better for you. And I really got that in my spirit. I was Googling some things today, and what came up, my apostle-elect said it to me earlier, but the first thing that came up when I Googled was Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. When I began to just really look at what God has brought me from, and I really started thinking about the things I used to do. Minister Margot said Jesus died for the bad girls. Yes, he did. He did. I was a bad girl. Ooh, my Lord, I was a bad girl. And I thank God. Some of the things I did in my life, I thank God I'm still alive. Some of the places I went in my life, I thank God I'm still alive. Some of the people I had in my life, I thank God I'm still alive and disease-free. I thank God because, see, I trust God that even in my, I want to say silliness, foolishness, stupidity, God kept me because he gave me a vision for when I was younger that when my hair was salt and pepper, he was going to use me. So I don't care if I'm talking to one, two, three, four, or five people. I don't care if you got to sneak and look at this later. Do it. But I want y'all to know, God save old hoes. Young ones new, too. New ones, old ones. He save them, male, female. He don't care. No matter how you walk, you can walk into the arms of the Lord. You can walk into the salvation of God. You can walk into the forgiveness of God. All you got to do is just say, God, save me. I'm a sinner. God, I don't even know, but I want to learn how to be saved. God, I want to learn how to worship you, how to honor you, how to praise you, how to trust you. God, I want to know how can I be in the place that I know you trust me. Because, see, it was a time I would say, oh, no, I ain't going to say that because the old saints would say, oh, no, she didn't say that. Yes, I did. See, a lot of the people can't really get free because we still caught up on where we used to be. We don't want nobody to know. Why not? Everybody know. They nobody just ain't saying nothing to you. Everybody know because it was a time and a place I would be like, what's in it for me? Now, it couldn't be no how they say, hook or crook. No, it had to be a whole lot of hook in that. It had to be something worth my while. If it wouldn't worth my while if I couldn't, as you say, whip. I had to have a nice whip. I had to have a nice motorcycle. I had to have some nice furs, diamonds. I worked. I wasn't going to get no job. I kept saying the way I look, the way I'm just being honest. But God got in my head one day and in my heart and said, baby, it ain't going to always be like that. Like the word tell us, Jesus said, I ain't going to be with you always. Looks and build and body and all, it ain't going to be with you always. I don't care how much you work out. You can only get so much plastic surgery before you start looking like you've been cut up. You're going to start looking like a pot roast. You know when you cut it, it's up in them lines in it and it fall apart. But I'm saying all that to say, God is good. God is able. I trust God. I do a lot of hashtags, I trust God. But you know what? When I found out God trusts me, that meant so much to me to know that God trusts me. God trusts me enough to tell me it ain't nothing wrong with asking somebody to teach you. Now, you got to be careful what you're asking for. Now, I went to men and women of God that I know trust God wholly. Time brings about a change. That's right, Minister Margot. Time brings about a change. But a lot of times, we so busy trying to live where we used to be. You know how when you were young, you wanted to be old, so you did older things. Now that you're older, you're trying to get young again. I remember my mom used to talk about that when we was kids. She'd say, the word of God says once an adult, twice a child. But you get a lot of people, I see women still trying to wear mini skirts and tight clothes. And you got to look at it. Sometimes we got some cellulite. I don't want to say cellulite. I want to say we got some dents in them thighs, and we need to cover them up. We got some, we buy these blue jeans that's helping us look like we got a booty like we used to. We try to go out here and get these Brazilian lifts and get the ribs taken out and get them breasts. Some of that stuff, leave it to the young people. Because, see, you may go out here trying to get some of this. And when you 50-some, 60-some years old, I can't stand to hear a woman in her 50s and 60s say, oh, she over there trying to compete with me. And first thing I do is my eyes buck. What do a 30, 20, 30-some-year-old woman competing with you for what? You used to have what she got. That's another story. But all I'm saying is, trust God. Isaiah 12:2 says, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and I will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. That's what I love about God. God has become my salvation. Everything that I've written down tonight has to be about trusting God. Psalms 37:4-5, be delighted, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. So when you need God, he will act when you trust in him. Don't just keep going to God when you need something. You know how they say stop by sometime just to say hi. Just, hello, Lord. I just come by to say thank you. I bless you, God. I bless your name, oh, Lord. Just stop by to tell God I love you, God. Don't want nothing today that I know of. Got to just stop by to say hi. Psalms 30, verses 20 to 22 says, our soul wait for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. I'm hoping that for the rest of my days, I'll be in my right mind, that I can receive the love from God, I can receive the trust of God, I can just always know that God is God, and that I can just keep telling somebody about God, because one thing I do know, without God, I can do nothing. But with God, I can do everything, because I trust him just that much, that I trust God so much that when I go out the house, leave out the house, go to work, I just trust God got me. I just trust God to say, God, whatever today may bring or whatever today I have to deal with, God, I'm going to trust you. I trust him before I go into my job. I call myself praying on this morning, saying, God, come on now, get a hold to me today, because we're going through some things at work, and God, I don't want to get out of character. I came too far in you, Lord. I don't want to lose where I'm at because of this here. We spoke about it a couple of weeks ago about this tongue, how mighty fire it can kindle. My sister, Apostle Alex, is always telling me, make sure you don't put yourself in a position. I appreciate that, because she's always said, just trust God. Renee, trust God, trust God. So I'm trusting God, but I'm saying, God, I want you to be able to trust me that when I go in here, because some of the people at my job, they see me doing this, God, teach me how to be quiet. So I've been, God has had me being quiet for a while now. And people are like, you okay? I'm like, yeah. And when I noticed they started asking me, I said, God, you answered my prayer. I asked you to teach me how to be quiet. Don't always have something to say. Don't always have itching ears. Don't always want to get in somebody's conversation. Don't always want to put your 15 cents or 42 cents in it. Keep yourself, you know, because we don't do 2 cents no more. Prices that went up, inflation that hit. We want to put the 42 cents in there, the 15 cents, the 35, 85. We want to put that in there. Keep your change to yourself. I ask God to close my mouth. My mother used to tell us, put a bridle on your tongue. I ask God to do it. And I started finding out I've been quiet. Now I'm asking God to teach me how not to react to certain things that said to me. God, teach me how to laugh about it, how to laugh it off. Because I want to make sure I represent him. Minister Margo, put on there, help us, Lord. Yes, help me, Lord. Teach me how to walk in your trust. Because when they see me, God, I want them to see you. Apostle Elect says, I'm going to read the first part because the rest of it is, it says, see more. She said, greetings. We need to remember that, like King David, that when we sin against God. Yes. And when we repent and ask God, she said, and ask for forgiveness, we need to ask God for forgiveness as well as others like King David. That's what I'm saying. God, I'm asking you to teach me how to repent immediately. See, some of us don't get it. We'll repent later on that day, or we'll repent later on that week or next week when we think about it. I'm asking God to teach me how to repent before it even come out of my mouth. So teach me how to repent upon the thought of it. I'm asking God to just do what God do, because, see, right now, I'm trusting God, but I'm laying and I'm bathing in the place that I found out God can trust me. So, y'all, when I become this billionaire, I want y'all to know I want to do some things that's going to edify the body of Christ. I want to be able to show God he can trust him, because, see, right here, right now, in this day, time, and age, the stimulus I'm looking for is the stimulation of God. I'm looking for the blessing of God. We looking for the stimulus check. Now, don't get me wrong. If they send me the check, yeah, I'm going to use it. Yes, I am. I'm looking for the pandemic pay at work where we're fighting for. I need it. I'm going to use it. But I'm asking God to stimulate my walk with him, that when I cash in the blessings of the Lord, I know his word said, make it rich and add no sorrow. I don't want to be walking around here embarrassing God never no more. I don't want to just be a saved ex-ho. I want to be a saved ex-sinner, 100%. I want the world to know God is God and he's my God. And I'm serving God with my whole heart. I thank God for everything he's done, he's doing, and he's going to do. I thank you all on Facebook for joining in on tonight. I hope you heard something. I hope something was said to help you get free, stay free, ask God to set you free, because God save all exes. It ain't always got to be an ex-husband or ex-wife or ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend or ex-friend. It could be some exes. You will ex-whatever you is. God will save, deliver, sanctify, and bless it. Do what God has told you to do. Get on your knees, get on your face, lay prostrate before God, the Lord, and ask him to save you, sanctify you, forgive you. Repent. Live a daily life of going before God, asking him for help. Ask God for a church that's going to teach you about the word. Even right now we're doing virtual TV, virtual Facebook, whatever it is. Make sure that the programs you listen to and look at, they're giving you the word of God. A lot of prosperity that you need right now is in the word of God. Because I just read to you, he said you could be safe in him. God, his seed will not beg, nor will they go hungry. Look, I'm a big girl. If I miss the meal, you can't tell. You will eat the good of the land. Do what God told you to do. Get in his word. Get in his presence. Trust God and learn how to make sure God can trust you. I want to be saved Sunday through Saturday from 12:01 a.m. to 12:00 p.m. Okay? I want you, the O-O is like midnight. From midnight on to end the day to 12:01 to start the next day. I want to be saved like that 24/7 days a week. I want God to be to save me. May God, like you say, Margo, may God bless you and keep you. Your ministry also going on, Margo. I love the Lord with all my heart. I want you all to know this ministry is brought to you by Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser. She has been doing this ministry for a long time, double-digit years. This is nothing new. I thank God for the ministers, the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, Dr. Serena Wright. I thank God for Minister Margot, Prophet Antoine, Pastor Troy Thomas, Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Lon Seabury, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser, and every other person that's attached to this line, attached to this ministry, that God is having his way in us. I want you all to know we're going to be back here Sunday morning on Smile 3E, Iron Shopping Iron at 9:30 a.m. in the morning. Please follow our postings so that you will get the information for our services. Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser will be bringing forth the word on Sunday mornings with Minister Brandon Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser. The phone number will be 310-861-2354, 310-861-2354. That is the number for Blog Talk. If you can't catch it on Facebook, if it's not being posted. On Monday night, we are here from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Monday coming up, our very own, I got it right this time, Minister Margot, is Minister Margot McCord. She will be our speaker. Please pass the word for the Sunday service and the Monday night service. This Friday coming up, oh, it's going to be a holiday, but we still got to do what God told us to do. God don't take no time off. We don't either. We do holiday specials. This Friday coming up will be the fourth Friday, and our speaker will be Prophet Antoine Thomas. Not unless God says different. Pray the rest of this month out that God in this year with a new thing in you. That God in this year with putting a new thing in you. We want to end this year with you asking God for a new thing in your life. Because one thing, if you have been following this ministry, all this year we have been talking about the wonderful works of God. Not what we do, but what God does. Okay? Now, with that being said, I want you all to go to sleep, rest, and to get up to enjoy yourself. Be safe. Make sure you pray for others as we pray for you. Keep this line, this ministry line. Keep the apostle elect in your prayers because God is going to do a new thing in her. Nobody but God. Nobody but God. We don't have to go into details, but all I can say is if you pray for her, P-R-A-Y-E-R, prayer. She needs prayer. But if you pray for her, yes, Smile 3E Holiday Special starting Sunday. That's what Minister Margo said. The rest of this month, watching this service, you're going to find yourself being blessed beyond measure. I'm not trying to stir up something. I'm telling you, I just told you on tonight, trust God. Trust God and watch that God can trust you. When you let God know he can trust you, if I'm telling you, you're going to end the rest of this year saying, oh, my God. They say what they want for 2020, but when they shut the world down, when they shut down my city, God did some things in me because God needed us to be shut down and put aside for some things that he was trying to do. The word tells us that we're supposed to let the land rest every 7 years. This land has been overworked. God had to shut it down. I don't care if you want to say it came from China or wherever. You don't tell God where to send his blessings from. Everything ain't coming from downtown FedEx or Amazon. Or you ain't going to go to Walmart or Target or any other store and buy it. God will send some stuff to shut it down. And that's what he did to get our attention. If you watch this program for the rest of this month, when I tell you God's going to do some things in your life, blessings going to come from, look like they fell out the sky. Rather, everybody tell you about financial blessings, but I'm going to tell you some health, whether it's for you or a loved one. Somebody's going to be miraculously healed. God is in the healing business. He is your strength. He's your tower. He's your shield. God is your redeemer. He's your everything. Stop looking for dollars and cents on everything. Yeah, you call me crazy, whatever. But if you don't got good health, yeah, I said it, don't got. You don't have good health, having dollars and cents ain't going to be, don't mean nothing when you can't live to enjoy it. God is going to be your surgeon. He's going to be, even your dentist. Oh, somebody better hear me. You got some teeth in your mouth causing some problems in your body. You better get them fixed. God is going to send you to the right dentist. I don't care what your insurance company say. You better start praying that God make these insurance companies pay that bill off before they realize what happened. Give you that coverage that you need so desperately. God is going to do some things. Some back problems, some kidney problems. Hey, Sylvie, what's going on? Love you, girl. God's going to do some things. Some people even have a problem with their toenails, ingrown toenails that they can't wear through their shoes right. Y'all think of it as little things, but when you trust God, the little things is much. When you trust God, he can change some things in your life. I'm trying to tell you something. God is good. So, Facebook, the only thing I'm going to pray tonight is God's will be done. That's my prayer. God's will be done with what, how much you trust him. God's will be done. So you all, good night. Love you. Blog Talk, hold on. Facebook, love you. Look at this again. Please share with your friends. See you all Sunday morning. Hear you 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good night, everybody on Facebook. Blog Talk. If you have any questions, comments, please make it now. And we're going to be okay. We're going to do what we need to do. So just know that God is God. I want to say thank you all for joining us on tonight. If you have any comments, please speak now.
This is Cecilia. I just wanted to share three verses. Psalms 9 and 10, and those who know your name put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Psalms 56 and 3, when I was afraid, I put my trust in you. Jeremiah 17 and 7, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. It is so important that not only that we trust God, but that we know that he trusts us. And so when we know that he trusts us, every time we doubt or every time someone tries to remind us of this or that, God will teach us, like you were saying, Minister Sylvia, how to be quick to repent, because it's so easy to get into our flesh and want to get people told. But when God says, when the lady was tripping with me this week and God had me instantly forgive her, the next thing he said to me was that for me to pray that not only did she ask me for forgiveness, but that she asked him for forgiveness and that she actually did what he told us. Because sometimes we forget and we ask people for forgiveness, but we really need to ask God for forgiveness first so that he could give us guidance on how to minister to that person that we may have just broken. And sometimes that break can appear to be beyond repair. So thank you so much, Minister Sylvia, for the message on tonight.
Thank you so much. Those scriptures you read, God had gave them to me. I just didn't have time to go into them, but I had that was three of the scriptures that I had. Yes, I thank God for what you said on tonight, Apostle. Is there anyone else that would have anything to say on tonight?
It's just you and I tonight on Blog Talk. Okay.
Thank you so much, and I thank you for being a part of the program on tonight. I thank God for what he's doing, because no matter what, God's word will be heard in all the land. And I just want to say thank you again. Love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. And I appreciate you with all my heart. Amen. So our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Good night.